listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a band that should not really need any introduction. It was a band by the name of Apoptygma Berserk with a track called Come Lie Next to Me, otherwise known as Kathy's Song. Actually, it is properly known as Kathy's Song. And we started, and that was, of course, the 12-inch Ferry Corsten remix, he being, of course, a famous trance DJ. Before that, you heard a song that always brings a smile to my face. It was Mesh with a track called Headstone. And it always brings a smile to my face because it kind of reminds me of, beat a point to death, kind of reminds me of my marriage because A, talk about taking a good thing too far, and B, you've got my headstone made. Because my former father-in-law actually made headstones. We started things off with Covenant, the track called Flux from the Sequencer EP. And man, let me tell you, that was that's still easily one of the best EBM discs out there, period. I want to say thank you to everybody who showed up at the Dark Rave this past weekend. Unfortunately, it was a bit of a humbling experience for me because my skills were not up to par. It had been a year since I last did any live DJing, and it wasn't until my third set that I did anything that I personally was, you know, happy with. So I'm going to have to do a lot of practicing because I don't like a skill like that to kind of, you know, go to waste. Anyways, we're going to continue on the show with a track from DIN 5. This is from the, I do believe it's the Dystopian Visions CD from Dystopian Records. They've got a new compilation coming out very shortly called Release the Command 2. I haven't gotten a copy of that yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. Anyways, this is DIN 5 with Clear Is Not a Color. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
One of the fundamental premises of a free society is each individual takes full responsibility for his or her own actions. Each time you pass a law, you give up part of your freedom.
Republicans and Democrats will try to convince
Carey with a track called The Betrayal, and that's easily got to be my favorite Battery track of all time. It's got a really cool beat, it's got some really cool vocals, and the lyrics are pretty cool too. What can I say? It's just an all-around cool track. We're going to continue on with a band that is, I do believe, still in search of a label, at least in North America. I do believe that they've been signed to, I can't remember if it's The Session or Out of Line in Europe, but I'm really looking forward to seeing some stuff from them domestically in the near future. This is formerly of Gash Records, Cut Rate Box. This is Zion Sank, the Auto Response remix. I am DJ Todd. You are listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back. go, or let go, sorry. That's easily the dance floor track of 2000. Although I don't think in a lot of places it really caught on until 2001 when their own album came out. That was from a Nilaya Records compilation. They're known a bit as being a one-hit wonder sort of band, but I don't think that's really all that fair because there's at least a couple of other tracks on their disc that are definitely worth playing. My friend Chris begged me to play this a couple of weeks ago, but I was like, no, it's overplayed, but this week I was like, well, the heck with it if it's overplayed. I don't care. I want to hear it, so therefore you have to hear it. Anyways, we're going to end things off with a guy who did some really good work on his debut disc for Inception Records. This is a buddy of mine, Lost Chucky, otherwise known as Lost Signal. And this is one of my favorite songs that was originally on his Command EP that he put out himself. This is Martyr. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.